Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yep, 8:14 on this chilly Monday morning. Temperature is 46 degrees. If you average them in the area with the wind chill, it's going to feel colder than that with the breeze blowing. I was outside earlier and it was pretty chilly. Highs today only 56, 61 tomorrow, then in the 70s, then back to the 60s by next Tuesday. Leslie Harris joins us, New Orleans City Council member. Do you like the cold weather or not?
I do, actually. I'm really excited about it.
Me too. Do you like seafood gumbo or chicken andouille gumbo?
Chicken andouille.
Me too. I'm right there with you. How do dogs behave?
They're crazy. They're insane.
Yeah, well, that doesn't change, does it?
No, indeed.
But the people at the furniture store are happy because the dogs keep eating the couch. You keep buying couches. The economy's stimulated. Everybody's happy. The dogs are happy. Everybody's happy, I would think, except for the person paying for the couches. Let's talk about this bond package. First of all, let's talk about the city and the cash crunch that they're in and the plans that are afoot. You're a skilled attorney, and you know the way all of these things work. Thoughts on all of this?
Yeah, well, we know that the $125 million bond that we're seeking approval from the state, which, again, the state does not fund it. We go to a private lender to get that. Joe Geruso, Mayor-elect Moreno, and J.P. Morrell are going back up to Baton Rouge, and we think that that approval will come from the state this week. And that will allow us to meet the obligations that we have this year with paying it back next year through taxes, et cetera. So I'm optimistic about the 125 that the state will approve that.
How concerned are you about the 26 budget?
I think that we're going to have to make some cuts, but I think that we can do it systematically with a scalpel, not just across the board as the current mayor is proposing. So the current mayor is proposing just an all-around 30% cut on every single department. I think there are essential programs that we need to keep, and so we need to sit down and take a really hard look at where we can cut, how we can do it without impacting city services.
I don't know if you can legally say this or not, but just as a guy from, you know, wherever, it would seem as though the logical thing would be, since Helena Moreno is already on the council, would be for you guys to get together and say, well, let's see what this is going to look like because we got to deal with this, not the outgoing mayor, and kind of tune it to whatever her preferences would be. Is that going too far or not?
That's not going too far. I think that's exactly right. And I think that that's why this council needs to sit down together and make those cuts in consultation with the incoming mayor. So I think you're absolutely right that we need to adjust the budget based on the future and not the past.
I am extremely optimistic about the incoming mayor, about the council. We don't know quite yet what that's going to look like, the council, but I am extremely optimistic about the future of the city. Do you share that enthusiasm?
I do. I think that we are going to have a great incoming city council. Many of us are staying put. Councilmember Green, Freddie King, JP, and myself will be there. You know, we don't know the races who will be for D and A yet, but all of those candidates are great candidates. So I think that it's going to be a strong council. And I think that Mayor Alyssa Moreno is going to put a good team in place. Many of the people who are on the transition team are folks who I know who are respected business leaders. And I think she's going to have a business mind with running the city.
Let's talk about the bond proposals that are on the ballot that people are already voting on. November 15th is Election Day. To be clear, that's got absolutely nothing to do with what's going to happen between now and the end of the year with this $125 million bond issue, correct?
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. So what's on the ballot and what the voters are voting on, it does not have anything to do with the $125 million. What they are voting on is affordable housing, which, you know, I'm passionate about, and I really encourage the voters to vote for it, for infrastructure and for drainage. And so it's a $515 million package that will not increase taxes, and I hope that all of the voters out there who are considering it will take a hard look at it, but will vote yes on all three bond propositions.
So the BGR said that the city should find other more secure ways to fund its housing needs. I'm sure you're aware of that. Let me take a break, yeah. And you can pick it up when we come back. You can respond to that, okay?
Sure.
And also, let me just ask you real quick in the 40 seconds before traffic. You're a partner in a law firm. You're a very successful lady. What made you so passionate about homelessness?
You know, I come from a background that, you know, was very lower middle class. My mom took in a lot of my friends and my brother's friends who were on hard times. And so I think that that's why I'm so passionate about it. Any of us at any time can fall into homelessness.
You had friends? Wow.
Not just canine friends.
Way ahead of me. Well, you're way ahead of me. Yeah. All right, 8:20, we'll take a break, pick it up. We come back. Traffic now, WWL. 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL. That commercial said anything about sofa cushions? I don't think so, did it? No. Okay. Leslie Harris is our guest, New Orleans City Council member who's got, by her own admission, dogs that are just crazy, just nuts. Let's talk about this affordable housing bond issue. BGR says that the city should find other more secure ways to fund its housing needs. Tell me what this would do and how the money's going to be spent, because there is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
a provision on all of these bond issues that, and this is part of a problem with the last one, Leslie, if you want to talk about it, that the money is actually going to be spent for what people vote it for.
Correct, yeah. So each of the bond propositions have to be voted on by the people. But let me just back up for a second.
Sure.
The BGR came out against the Housing Trust Fund itself, which voters overwhelmingly voted to support by 75% of the vote. So the Housing Trust Fund is established.
What is that,
and
Leslie? What is the Housing Trust Fund?
Sure. So the voters established a Housing Trust Fund, which dedicates money, city money, to housing. And if you think about housing as infrastructure, it dedicates money to creating and protecting affordable housing. So that would be building housing, single-family homes, rental properties, preserving housing, preserving through repairs, et cetera. And so the voters voted for that, and that is the thing. So we are dedicating city money to housing, which is critically needed in the city of New Orleans.
Okay.
What this bond proposition would do is fund some of the Housing Trust Fund, not all of it, but some of the Housing Trust Fund. And so let me just give you an example of how that bond money would look by something we just passed. We just used $6.5 million to support the creation of new affordable housing through funding the Naval Station redevelopment, mm-hmm. BW Cooper, new units there for senior housing, the Rivanna at the River District, and Henriette DeLisle. $6.5 million that the city has funded using bond money. So going forward, that's an example of how we can use bond money to create affordable housing.
And when you say affordable housing, just so there's no misperception or confusion on that, that would be affordable housing for whom?
For anyone who is 125 AMI or less than that. So that means people who are working, who might not be able to afford rents that are $2,000 but can't afford $800 rents. People who are in a family unit who want to buy a new home. So these are our neighbors who just need housing. And so that's why I'm so passionate about affordable housing, because New Orleanians deserve it. And again, I think we all need to think of housing as infrastructure that can help our people.
Along those lines, speaking of infrastructure, I saw a lot on social media over the weekend about the fires that damaged. And look, I had Scott Boyle on myself and spoke to him about the fires that damaged the on-ramp and so forth. But I think what people don't understand is, where do these people go if you clear them out? And these are human beings we're talking about. So where do they go? You don't want them in a situation where they can cause a fire large enough to damage infrastructure, but yet they have to go somewhere, right?
That's absolutely correct. And Tommy, let me just say this. We have housed over the past year 1,422 people from off the streets into permanent supportive housing. And so we're doing a good job on that front as well.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. Any final thoughts in the 30 seconds we have left?
Nope. Stay warm.
Huh? Stay warm. Have you considered any kind of professional training with these dogs, or are you just written them off as miscreants?
We've had two trainers and it doesn't help.
Yeah, the trainers ran off. Threw their hands up, said, I just can't call a priest. I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
Call
exactly
a priest. I can't
that.
Help you. This is an exorcism. This is not a training thing. Thank you, Councilperson Leslie Harris. Appreciate it. We'll talk about air travel and a nightmare that it's become in the United States when we come back. 8:30 on the button. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.